Best friends can serve many important functions, like they can bring along the jelly beans. That's the name of a new book for children by Sylvia Van Ammen, Jelly Beans. Daniel Pinkwater is our ambassador to the world of children's literature, which includes this book and much more. He joins us from his home in upstate New York. Daniel, did you bring any jelly beans?
Scott, I don't do jelly beans anymore. I'm off jelly beans for life.
Oh, right.
But
of course,
yes. You will remember when you were small, when we were small, things were brighter, things were bigger, things were sweeter, and jelly beans should not be eaten after childhood because it's just going to let you down. I wanted to say, you know, I see just about all the picture books, and more the drawings in them look to me like they came from the studio of Disney or some big movie studio. And then when you look on the back flap, it's because who drew them works there.
Yeah.
This book is handmade. This book was drawn with a pen. And I like that.
Yeah.
I think it's important. I remember sitting on top of a mountain with a child, and I had a little sketchbook, and I was drawing what I saw in my way, and she was watching me, and her comment was, "So, grown-ups can draw like that." So this book, which is deceptively simple, it's line drawings.
Yeah.
I like the fact that a kid holding this in hand can say, "Yeah, I can draw that way too."
Deceptively simple is the phrase too, because I don't want to give away any plot points, but it's a kind of a simple-minded encounter that turns into something more, isn't it?
Let's read it and let the listener decide.
Okay, and we should explain that although we're talking about a couple of characters, a bunny and a cat, they do have cell phones.
I'm waiting for a call from my bunny. You're going to be the bunny? Is that the deal?
I believe I've been cast as the
bunny.
So
you're
yes.
George the bunny.
I'm George the bunny.
And I'm Oscar the cat, and we'll take parts.
Okay. Story begins with George looking down at his cell phone and saying, "Hey, a message."
Message reads, "Hi, have you seen how nice it is outside? How about going to the park to eat jelly beans? Bye, Oscar. P.S. You bring the jelly beans."
"Okay, see you later. Bye, George. P.S. You bring the drinks." George goes outside, sees that his bicycle has a flat tire, and says, "Rats."
Oscar's on his bike, giving himself a fantasy. He speeds ahead, leaving his pursuers far behind. He's outsmarted them once again. Used to do this, Scott. Da-da-da-da. You give yourself theme music. He's on the bike.
Yeah.
Now they're in the park. "Hi, it's Oscar. What's keeping you?" He's talking on the phone.
George says, "I'm almost there. I had a flat tire."
They meet. "What kind of jelly beans have you got?"
"A bag of mixed ones."
"Oh, boy. Any blue ones in there?"
"A few. What did you bring to drink?"
"Hot chocolate."
"Great."
"I brought some sugar, too."
So George pours out some hot chocolate while Oscar goes through the jelly beans, saying,
"I want a cinnamon one." And Oscar is holding up a jelly bean to his eye and says, "This one is blue as the sky. Do you think..."
George is taking a sip of cocoa and goes, "Hmm?"
"Up there. Do you think there's a heaven up there? A place you go when you're dead?"
"I don't know. I think so."
"Will we go there too, both of us?"
"I'm going if you're going, that's for sure. We might bump into each other there."
"That would be nice."
But what if it's really big and you never bump into anybody?"
"Or so crowded that we never find each other and that you see a scene of heaven which is all animals. We can agree to meet at the entrance or at one of those special meeting places. Big arrow pointing down to a circle where there are animals meeting, saying..."
"Wow, that was fast."
"Hey."
"Hey."
"Hmm, that's a good idea."
George is leaning up against a tree now. "But maybe we won't know each other when we get there."
"What do you mean?"
"Well, because maybe when we're dead, we will have forgotten everything we ever did."
"Then there's no sense meeting at the entrance."
"But if we bump into each other, and we don't recognize each other..."
"Then we can just become friends all over again."
eat jelly beans together, stuff like that.
Will there be jelly beans there?
Maybe not.
Then I'll just bring some with me.
Great. And I'll bring the hot chocolate.
Great. And there they are, leaning up against the tree in the park.
Jelly beans and hot chocolate around them in the grass.
Couple of friends enjoying jelly beans and conversation, what yeah. life is all about.
This is quite a book, Daniel.
It's a sweet little jelly bean of a book.
Really sneaks up on you, doesn't it?
You know, it's a perfect book to think about in summer in the park. You meet your friend, eat jelly beans, speculate, breathe in the summer fragrance. And also, these two animals, these two characters are letting each other know they love each other.
Well, Daniel, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
So do I bring the jelly beans or the hot chocolate next time?
If you can find the sugar-free no-cal jelly beans,
okay,
bring them along, and I will bring some really disgusting no-cal hot chocolate.
Yes, there's sugar-free no-cal hot chocolate for me, too, by all means. All right, it's a date then.
Good deal.
The book is called Jelly Beans. It's by Sylvia Van Ommen, who lives in the Netherlands, and it's published by Roaring Brook Press. Daniel Pinkwater is the author of many books for children and for adults. The latest is the Artsy Smartsy Club.